Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, April 26. Coming up, government to develop service excellence policy for public sector, Ian Fleming Airport expansion to reap economic benefits, and JCF to intensify recruitment drive. The details after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The government is developing a service excellence policy to improve service delivery in the public sector. Director General of the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Division, PSTMD, Office of the Cabinet, Venice Pottinger-Scott, says the policy has been identified as a necessary instrument to institutionalize service excellence across the government of Jamaica.
The proposed policy will set out the core principles, values, standards, strategies, accountability mechanism, continuous improvement frameworks, capacity building requirements, and service delivery options.
Mrs. Pottinger-Scott was speaking at a vision workshop earlier this week at the Jamaica Conference Center. The main objective of the workshop was to review the current state of customer service in the public sector and to agree on elements of service excellence. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is defending the government's decision to pursue the expansion of the Ian Fleming Airport. Mr. Vaz says with plans for the construction of a $100 million six-star boutique resort in Portland, the extended airport will see an expansion of the tourism product in St. Anne's, St. Mary and Portland, and with it increased economic opportunities for residents. He adds that the extension of the runway will encourage airlines such as American Eagle, JetBlue and others to add Ian Fleming to their routes, allowing for visitors and locals to utilize Ian Fleming for international travel.
Can you imagine what the advent of these daily flights is going to do for the guest houses, the villas and hotel rooms in St. Mary, Portland and St. Anne, which will now be that more accessible by shortened journey by road to access these parishes?
Mr. Vaz was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be expanding the range of services at the state-run Stimulation Plus Early Childhood Development Centre, STEAM Plus. Ground was broken at the Educational Facility for Children with Disabilities for construction of 7 classrooms, bathrooms, physiotherapy rooms, administrative offices, sick bay and specialised play area. Falling under the Early Stimulation Program, STEAM Plus caters to the developmental needs of children with disabilities up to 6 years. Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson says the program serves 1,529 children, of which 60-75% are from poor households and are PATH beneficiaries.
This project costs approximately 70 million Jamaican dollars and is expected to be complete by December 2017. The package is also expected to include a cottage to house a caretaker who will provide security, upkeep, and maintenance. And I'm very excited at the modern center that will enhance the quality of the intervention here at STEAM Plus.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony at Rockford, East Kingston on Tuesday. Funding for the project will be provided by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, under the Integrated Social Protection and Labor Program. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is to intensify its recruitment process to fill 3,000 available spaces within the organization. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the move forms part of efforts to improve the attrition rate within the force. Mr. Montague says he is awaiting the findings of a recently completed study on the reasons for attrition within the force to adequately address the issue. In 2016, 420 men and women left the JCF, while 500 persons were trained.
It is the intention of this government over the next couple of years, through retention techniques and increased recruitment, to bring the force up to its establishment level.
The National Security Minister was speaking at the 2017-2018 LASCO Police of the Year Awards ceremony. Corporal Stokely Fagan of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, emerged the LASCO Police Officer of the Year from a field of 10 officers. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.